Here's a question for everybody in the room. Is it creepy to go take pictures of girls and then ask them out on a date?
Yes. How are you even asking that? Not maybe. There's no maybe involved in that.
I think that's a great way to do it. And that's how John, who's on the phone for a second date update today, got his date, just taking some pictures.
What?
And then asked a girl out. And she said yes. John, I think you and I need to hang out occasionally.
No.
Seems like our dating styles are similar.
Well, hold on. You're making me sound as creepy as you are, and that's not how this is at all.
What are you talking about? Your email said that you were taking some pictures, and then you asked a girl out on a date.
Right, but you're doing it probably in a trench coat, sitting in the corner on your phone. I'm a professional wedding photographer.
Oh, that
whatever.
Makes sense.
Tomato, tomato. It's your job.
So
who cares?
It's a little bit different.
You were still taking pictures of her and asked her out.
Yeah. I hope it wasn't the bride.
No. It was one of the bridesmaids.
Okay.
That's actually, I mean, thinking about it, so you're a wedding photographer, and the girl that you want to call today, that's where you met her, was at one of the weddings that you were shooting?
Exactly.
Okay. That's actually a good job, because you're there taking job. Pictures. A lot of single girls, a lot of sad girls, because they're not getting married. Mm-hmm. Perfect opportunity to pounce.
I have dated a lot of photographers, and there is something sexy about a man with a camera in his hand.
Well, first of all, thank you, but I have never done this before. It's never happened. Like, I mean, I try and be professional when I do it, but this one was just kind of different.
Okay. What was different about her?
She was just so cool. Her name was Casey, and like I said, I always try and be professional, but while the family was trying to figure out what picture they wanted next, and they were trying to get one of the grandparents and you know, getting everybody together, she and I were just kind of chatting, and I wasn't hitting on her. We were just kind of talking about things, and she was just really, really fun.
So when did you ask her out? At the end of the wedding, or?
Yeah, it was at the very end. But the thing is, like, I was packing up my equipment, and everything was kind of shutting down, and she came over to say goodbye, and since she approached me, I kind of took a deep breath and I said, I don't know if this is okay or you know, appropriate, but I would really love to grab dinner with you. And
that's awesome.
She said definitely, and we exchanged phone numbers, and it seemed great.
Okay. It turns out that it's actually just a big ploy for the bride to get a discount on her photos. How did dinner go?
Well, that's the issue. So we talked about it that night and kind of said, well, how about next Saturday? And she said, sure. And I said, I'll text you a time and a place.
So you actually made plans to meet up at the wedding?
Yeah. I mean, we picked the day. We just didn't pick the place because I didn't know where I was going to be coming from. I had some stuff to do during the day. But I texted her on Friday and said, hey, this restaurant at this time, I can't wait to see you. And the thing is, she didn't text back. But I thought maybe she was busy or doing something. So I actually went to the restaurant the next day, and she never showed up.
Okay,
that sucks.
So she stood you up.
That's weird.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Were you guys texting beforehand at all, or you just were waiting?
No,
and
because I was just trying to be like casual about it, and mm-hmm. I didn't want to, you know, start all this stuff like a high school girl and be like, "Hey, what are you thinking about?"
Yeah.
I thought I'd wait till Saturday night and go from there.
Okay, and. When she didn't show up to the restaurant, did you try to get a hold of her then? Like, hey, I thought we made plans?
Well, no, because I didn't want her to ask me if I actually showed up.
Oh, so you didn't want her to know that you showed up and waited for her like a little puppy dog.
Exactly.
Have you tried to contact her at all since then?
No.
Nothing?
No, because, like I said, if I don't know how to lead in with anything other than, hey, what happened on Saturday?
Are you sure you had a date with her?
Yeah, I'm positive. I am positive. We exchanged numbers, and we definitely had plans. She said she would meet me there.
Huh. I mean, by the end of the wedding, I've been a bridesmaid many times. I wouldn't have ever called myself sober at the end of the night. Was she just maybe too wasted and she didn't remember?
I don't think so, because I even thought about that. But she seemed fine. There were some other people there that didn't seem fine, but I think she was okay.
For her to approach you at the end of the wedding and then start up a conversation sounds like she actually liked you.
Yeah,
it's weird
great.
That she's just blowing you off and hasn't said anything to you at all.
Exactly. That's what I don't understand.
Okay.
So is it going to be strange when we call her? Are you going to want to admit that you waited at the restaurant?
Is it going to be strange? Absolutely. But I listen to you guys all the time, and I'm like, you know what? If it's going to be weird, I'm at least going to let my friends help me out.
Yeah.
Okay.
If it's going to be weird, you might as well do it here.
Exactly.
It can't be weirder than some of the stuff that we've heard.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to play a song.
But if I can request, I think Brooke should do most of the talking because it'll be a lot more smooth that way.
Girl to girl.
No offense. I'm just saying.
All right, well, we're going to play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Thanks so much, guys.
All right, hang on.